With a human body and mind, one can meditate, gain an understanding of the karmic laws of cause and effect, cultivate the three higher trainings of discipline, meditative concentration, and the wisdom of emptiness, develop Mahayana qualities such as great compassion, love, and Bodhi mind. Engage in the six perfections and four ways of benefiting trainees, and practice the yogas of highest tantra. In brief, any man or woman who has a complete human form in normal working order can engage in the practice of highest tantra and attain full and perfect enlightenment in this very lifetime. Of course, one must also have the karmic causes that encourage successful spiritual practice. But this is another matter. By relying on this rare and precious human basis, we can produce the highest achievement. We should take advantage of our situation and cultivate the range of spiritual practices which are the causes of higher attainments. Through meditation, the confidence that one can practice Dharma and personally attain higher states of being is born. Persistence in this meditation causes this confidence to gain in strength, thus creating a solid mental basis able to support a Dharma practice. The precious human rebirth is not only noble but also very powerful, being able to effectively accomplish both material and spiritual goals. It is worthwhile to cultivate the achievement of higher aims, the spiritual goals of higher rebirth, liberation from samsara, and omniscient illumination. However, to think that one will not practice Dharma in this life, but will leave it for a future incarnation, is a vain hope. Just as the human form is very noble and powerful, it requires noble and powerful karmic causes.